You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Also working in conjunction with EDC, entrepreneurs and business owners within Metro Washington, D.C. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Dr. Richard Miller, DDS, a dentist in Falls Church, Virginia, and author of the book, Beating Bad Breath, The Cure. He is also director of the National Breath Center. In 1993, he developed the total cure for severe bad breath, also known as halitosis. More information about the total cure can be found at beathalitosis.com. Dr. Miller, certainly a privilege to have you part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here, Eric.
Yeah, good to have you as well. Certainly a topic that anyone needs to hear about, especially those business folks that are meeting face-to-face with potential clients and customers. What causes bad breath and or halitosis?
Well, we use halitosis as the term for chronic bad breath. And the cause of bad breath is bacteria that live in the mouth. They actually create what we call volatile sulfur compounds, which are the odors of bad breath. And what's interesting about these particular bacteria is that they live without air. By being able to do that, they can live underneath the gums and they can live underneath the coating on the tongue, which we call a biofilm. A biofilm is actually a biological organism that attaches itself to something, in this case the top of the tongue or underneath the gums, and it functions as a living organism. It has bacteria, which are live organisms, their food supply, which is made up of debris, dead skin cells from inside the mouth, mucus, proteins, and even dead blood cells from underneath the gum. So these biofilms underneath the gum and on top of the tongue are the areas where bad breath comes from.
And how does severe bad breath impact someone's life? That may seem like a no-brainer, but certainly want to hear your take on that.
Well, the people that we see at the National Breath Center have usually been impacted quite severely. We constantly get emails asking us what we can do for them. I've got one right here, just came in the other day. Just to give you an idea, do a quick read of it. She wrote, I avoid social situations to the point where people just assume I don't like going out and have stopped inviting me. I strategize any meetings, appointments I have to attend to make them phone meetings or teleconferences wherever possible, instead so that I'm not having to speak near people. I don't kiss my husband anymore because I don't want to offend him. Even my own kids say, yuck, your breath stinks. So it's very widespread that people who actually have chronic bad breath are greatly impacted by it. And certainly in business, we've had multiple people over the years come in who have not gotten advancements in their particular profession or a job area because they just could not be close to people.
Can't bad breath be eliminated with mouthwash, rinses, mints, gums, etc.?
Well, the only thing that those particular items can do is actually cover up the bad odor with a more pleasant odor. All the mouthwashes, mints, gums, etc., they all work the same way. Whether they're peppermint, cinnamon, it makes no difference. They just replace one bad odor with a more pleasant odor. But over time, and depending on how severe the condition is, the odor of bad breath seeps through that pleasant odor and bad breath comes back. So usually if people are using mouthwash more than once a day, that's an indication that they already have chronic bad breath and need some professional help.
And how does one know that they actually have bad breath? I know that everyone has their own way of detecting that, but what is the best way?
Most people really don't know that they have it. There are techniques like cupping your hands and rebreathing your air that you breathe out. Some people can lick the back of their hand and smell that. Some people take a spoon and scrape their tongue with it. There's all kinds of techniques, but the vast majority of people can't smell their own breath because of a natural process that occurs called adaptation. And it's also why some of our loved ones and people close to us also do not recognize that there's a severe odor there. So the way that it can be measured, it can be measured professionally, but it's not a very reliable way if people try to do it themselves. The one test that we do recommend people try is to get some gauze from the pharmacy and wipe their tongue way in the back numerous times. And if the gauze comes out with a color on it, then that's usually an indication that there's a bad breath problem.
Very interesting. Today we're joined by Dr. Richard Miller, DDS, a dentist in Falls Church, Virginia, and author of the book Beating Bad Breath, The Cure, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, working in conjunction with EDC, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Miller, why do some people develop halitosis and others don't?
The reason that some people can develop halitosis or severe bad breath and others don't is due to a few different things. One is the anatomy of the tongue. We have about 9,000 taste buds on the tops of our tongues, and this biofilm that I mentioned earlier grabs onto the tongue in between all of these taste buds. In people who have a lot of bacteria or excess bacteria, and people who have bacteria that are particularly virulent or active, these are the people that this happens to. But most people, it's been going on for and building up for a number of years. And the one thing I did want to mention, Eric, was that when you asked me the question, how people know whether they have bad breath, most people do it by social cues from other people. Being close to someone, some people will turn their head, brush underneath their nose with their fingers, offer gums or mints, just kind of step aside or turn away a little bit. That is the primary way that people find out if they actually have a bad breath problem.
What is the biggest misperception about people with bad breath?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is that bad breath comes from the stomach. And the fact is that there's a series of valves in the stomach and the esophagus that keeps anything from rising up out of the stomach. Only in extreme cases of GERD, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease, will someone have some type of an odor from the stomach. But the people that we see, because that's such a severe problem, they've already been treated for it, and it's usually under control.
And how about telling us more about your total cure for severe bad breath?
Well, the principle behind the total cure is first the definition of a cure. A cure should eliminate the problem. Secondly, eliminate the cause. And third, give someone the tools and the techniques to keep it from coming back. And that those are the principles under which we developed the total cure back in 1993. Basically, what we do is we mechanically remove the biofilm, which, remember, contains all the bacteria, their waste products, the volatile sulfur compounds, the odors, etc., from the top of the tongue and underneath the gums. And it's something we've been doing for a very long time. It's quite successful. We have over a 99% cure rate with it. In fact, we even guarantee a cure at the National Breath Center. If someone comes in with a bad breath problem, no matter how long they've had it or how severe it is, we guarantee we will eliminate it for them, and they'll have no discernible bad breath at the end of treatment.
And that is certainly good news. Lastly, what can we do on a daily basis to prevent bad breath?
Well, if you don't have bad breath, it's a good idea to include tongue hygiene in your normal regimen. You can do that with a toothbrush, brush your tongue, you can do it with a piece of gauze. Even tongue scrapers can be used for that. But if you do have bad breath, if you've had these social cues from other people, if you have a bad taste, if you have morning breath that's continuous, and you really do have a problem with bad breath, then you really need to have it professionally diagnosed and cured at some place like the National Breath Center in Falls Church, Virginia.
Certainly appreciate all this great information. How can listeners connect with you online and also to pick up your book?
They can connect with us online by visiting www.beathalitosis.com. They can look up the National Breath Center. There's also a URL, a website for that, www.nationalbreathcenter.com, and our phone number is 703-533-0926.
Well, Dr. Miller, certainly has been good to have spoken with you today. Certainly a topic that everyone needs to be more aware of. And thanks so much for your time today.
And thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Richard Miller, DDS, a dentist in Falls Church, Virginia, and author of the book, Beating Bad Breath, The Cure. And once again, the website of reference is beathalitosis.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.